We've caught up with Jen Montone backstage. We're here to talk about Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony and the horn part. The whole symphony starts with horn.
Yes, it's a great brass work all together. But yeah, we get the first rendition of the theme, which is really, really fun and exciting and always exhilarating for the horn players to get to play that tune.
So you're on tour and you're playing in all different halls. Do you have to make special adjustments?
Yeah, that's kind of part of the fun of touring. Every hall is obviously so different from each other. We do have sound checks in each hall, during which time the maestro always discusses a lot of things relating to balance and usually note length. A lot of the different halls are either far less vibrant than ours or louder than ours. So there's always usually a balance component. I'd say that the general scope of what the orchestra does for these big works is probably pretty standard, but we do adjust the little details so that it makes a little bit more sense in each hall.
So let's talk a little bit about the Tchaikovsky, your part in it, and just how you approach it as an orchestra.
It's a great piece. I mean, it's like such a popular piece, such a fun piece. The last movement is so perky. The first movement is so interesting and has such darkness. The nobility and the grandeur of it is really satisfying. My favorite movement actually is the second movement with all the oboe and bassoon solos, especially with an orchestra like this. It's just so gratifying to get to play and get to hear. It's just like the artistry is so phenomenal. I'm always continuously grateful for my colleagues. But yeah, it's Tchaikovsky 4 is one of those you play a lot and yet you could never ever not love it just because it's just a blast.
So it's a wonderful piece to take on tour.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and then the strings get to really shine in the third movement. Yeah, it's got a little bit of that, like featuring the different sections of the orchestra. So it's got that show-off-y quality, which is a very fun type of thing to bring on tour.
So you've never been to Israel?
No, and I'm so excited about it. It should be an incredible experience. Fortunately, also one of my Curtis students is from Tel Aviv, and so his family has offered to take us around a little bit when we're there, which should be a really remarkable experience.
Great. Thank you so much, Jennifer Montone.
Thank you.